Hey everyone, it's me, Claudia, the host of City Cats Portland. If you're a regular listener, you might already know that. And also that we here at the show have created the very real holiday 503 Day. If you're not in the know yet, this May 3rd, we're celebrating everything we love about being a Portlander. But we need your help. Because what does one do on 503 Day? What are the new traditions? What are you going to do on 503 Day? So far, we've gotten some amazing submissions, including a 503 Day theme song. Here's a sneak peek.
Can't wait for 503, Portland's very own holiday. It's on May 3, quirky, fun, and weird as can be.
We'll unleash the rest of that song on our 503 Day episode, and you still have until the end of this week to send us your own ideas or theme songs over to Portland at citycast.fm. You can also leave us a voicemail or send a text at 503-208-5448. We're also on Instagram at citycastpdx. All right, now on to the episode. This year's March Madness series saw record-breaking viewership for the women's division. ESPN Plus reported the women's NCAA championship game was their most streamed sporting event, men's or women's, to date. That's incredible. And now the WNBA is debuting its most anticipated season yet. Who could have guessed all of this enthusiasm for women's sports? For me, one person comes to mind immediately, Jenny Nguyen, owner of Portland Sports Bra, the first bar in America dedicated to playing only women's sports. She could have easily guessed. And just a couple of days ago, it was reported that after being open for only 2 short years, one of Reddit's co-founders is collaborating with Jenny to franchise her bar. So now the rest of the country can finally catch up with Portland in taking women's sports seriously. So today on CityCast Portland, we're revisiting a conversation I had with Jenny about her bar and the role it's played in raising the profile of college and professional women's basketball in our city. Now, the college part, she was able to help fulfill. You might remember part of this year's NCAA playoffs took place at the Moda Center. Unfortunately, though, some upcoming Moda renovations have pushed off an expansion of the WNBA in Portland for at least a few more years. But you can at least hear Jenny and I try to name our possible new basketball team. It's Wednesday, April 24th. I'm Claudia Meza, and this is what Portland's talking about. Thank you so much for making the time to speak with us, Jenny. Really appreciate it.
Oh, of course.
For anyone who's not been to the Sports Bra, could you just walk us through what it would feel like?
Wow. I can tell you what it would look like and then possibly what it could feel like.
In your heart, Jenny, what would it feel like?
Well, so you walk in and it's actually a pretty small storefront, and it's actually a very quaint room. It's one single room, 16-foot ceilings, which makes it feel really nice and like warm but airy. And there's large windows on the front end. When you walk in, on the left side, there's a banquette, so seating and some tables. There's a shelf. It's full of trophies. We have big flags that line across the ceiling on the top, and then just tons of memorabilia, photographs of female athletes, famous female athletes, and just kind of people refer to it as like the Cheers for women's sports, which I feel like is appropriate. It's very friendly. And we have gotten so many people who come in and they either start filming right away, like they just want to capture the inside of the space. I have people who start crying right away.
Really?
I have people who see me and they want to hug me. And they tell me that being in there is, it feels complete, or it feels like whole. Yeah, it's very much community, a place where the community comes to celebrate, and in all aspects, not just sports.
Yeah, I also feel like a place like yours, it really does, not that it needs it, but it does feel like it's further validating women's sports. Jenny, what do you think makes Portland such a supportive town for women's sports?
Oh my goodness. You know, I don't know exactly what that secret sauce is.
No, you need to know. I need to know every ingredient in that secret sauce. Break it.
So much, so many ingredients. But like, so I was born and raised here in Portland, and I remember growing up and seeing the fan support for, we had an ABL team called the Portland Power. And I remember going to those games as a kid and seeing the fan support for them. And then when we had the Portland Fire, which was our WNBA team, we had the largest crowds in all of the WNBA at the time. And those games were like the stadiums would sell out. So I just remember growing up with a lot of support for women's sports here in Portland. And I think that, you know, I think it's a kind of a liberal hub here in Oregon is one thing. And we also kind of embrace ingenuity, creativity, thinking outside the box, and kind of unconventional thought and businesses. And like, that's kind of a part of, you know, we have the motto, Keep Portland Weird.
So you think women's sports are weird? That's my gotcha question, Jenny. I'm just joking. I'm just messing with you. So do you think that's why, like, this is what made you think our community could support, like, your vision of opening the first women's sports bar in the entire world? Were you like, yeah, this is gonna go gangbusters? Or were you a little hesitant, trepidatious?
Oh, I was totally scared to death. I would say I was probably scared to death until about 6 months ago that it was not going to work.
Wow.
No, I had no idea if it was going to be successful or not. I thought that I had a great idea. I thought it was a good idea. I thought it was solid. I thought it had a great foundation. And everyone I know is a sports fan, or at least a fan of me. And so when I came to them with this idea, people were like, oh my God, that's brilliant. It's going to go great. I love it. Do it. But I also feel like these are the same people who, if I had said that I wanted to open a library for cats, they'd be like, that's a great idea. I love it. Do it. So you just never know when you're just talking to your people, right? And I really didn't know if it was going to catch, but I did know that, and I'd written this in my business plan, that if it didn't work, if this concept didn't work in Portland, that I did not believe it would work anywhere else in the world.
Wow. That's a bold statement.
Yeah. I felt like Portland would embrace something like this.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
And maybe it wasn't for everybody, but.
Yeah. I mean, we love women's sports and we love a good pun. And I think you gave us both, you know? Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I was really surprised that your bar has only been around for like, what, a year?
A year and 1 month. Yes.
She's like a mother to a child. Like a year and a month. She's walking now. So this is what's crazy is that when I went to the bar, I went to see the Thorns win the NWSL championship, and it was bananas. Like, the only reason I was able to get a chair was because I'm terrible with times and I was there like 3 hours early.
And apparently that's what you needed to do.
Yeah. But I noticed that the place already looked packed. So I was like, I guess this is what I'm doing for today. And then like Senator Ron Wyden was there. It was insane. And so to me, it just felt so established. But let's talk about Senator Ron Wyden for a sec, because I saw a photo a few months ago of some like WNBA headquarters person and Senator Ron Wyden at your bar discussing the possibility of the WNBA coming once again to our town. Like, can you share a bit of what went down in that conversation, how they involved you? Like,
so that was the WNBA commissioner, Kathy Engelbert, was here. That was a really big deal. But prior to that, there's an organization called Sport Oregon. So the committee travels around the country looking for the next location for women's Final Four. And Portland has been on this like nominee list for a long, long time. And we're up to be on that list again. And so Sport Oregon reached out to us at the Sports Bra and was like, hey, you guys are a thing. We want to loop you in into this tour that we're doing with the committee. I was like, abso-frickin-lutely, you know? And so we do a breakfast for them. It's 45 minutes. I give a little talk. There's a couple like high profile folks from Portland who give a little talk about why Portland is the place to bring the Final Four. Anyway, long story short, the committee chooses Portland. We win the bid. So in 2030, we're going to have the Women's Final Four here in Portland. It's going to be a big deal. It's going to be a big freaking deal.
Wow.
And one of the things that they said was the tipping point, or their favorite thing about their entire tour, was being at the Sports Bra and seeing and feeling what it feels like to be surrounded in a community that is like, that is built for this, right? Mm-hmm. And when people hear that, it sticks. And so Ron Wyden, he's a huge fan of the WNBA. He's been wanting a team here for the longest time again, because he knows just the economic boom it would be for everybody and communities, businesses, all of the above. And so I get this phone call. It's 8 o'clock in the morning or something. My phone rings. I don't recognize the number. It's 503. I don't pick it up. I think it's like whoever. So I just snooze it. And I get this voicemail. And it's like, hey, Jenny, it's your friend, Senator Ron Wyden here. I have this idea. I want to swing by you. So of course, I call him right away. And we have a powwow. It's about bringing Kathy and putting together like a who's who of Oregon women's sports and having a kind of a panel, hosting a panel at the bra while we're closed, on a day we're closed. And I was just like, he goes, does that fit in your schedule? I was like, Ron. Well, I didn't call him Ron. I called him Senator Wyden.
You're like, Ronnie, let's.
I did call him Ronnie a couple times and we both like laughed about it. But I was like, Senator Wyden, I don't care what day or time it is. We're going to make it happen. Like, this is important. And so, so that's how it came about. It was awesome. It was awesome.
You know, I've noticed that women's basketball seems to have been gaining traction these past few years. Like, I feel like this is the first NCAA series where I actually heard the women's teams and star players in mainstream conversation. Like, what do you think changed? Do you think the players have gotten better, or are people just getting over their biases and finally watching the games?
Honestly, I think it's a combination of a lot of things, but mostly that there's a lot more content out there. You know, we have people who have their own podcasts whose interests are only women's basketball, whose interests are very focused, and they have loud voices. They have great, huge followings. And so you have more people out there creating awesome content for this stuff. And of course, people are going to hear about it. So I think that that's one part of it. I also think that investment has been more than there has ever been. And so the ability to have it on primetime, the ability to have these stories and the teams being followed, you know, not just at the championship game and not just Final Four and not just Sweet 16, but the leading all the way through the season, all the way up to it. I mean, these games are being broadcast more than they ever have before. So people have bought into these stories, and it's the stories that capture people. It's not these individual games. You know what I mean? So everybody at least has a background on who Angel Reese is. They at least have a background on who Caitlin Clark is. And all of those things haven't happened even 5 years ago for women's sports. So I think that's a big part of it. I think female athletes or women athletes have been exceptional for a long time. I do know that as we invest more and more into girls and women's sports, their ability to increase their level of play absolutely has gotten better because of the investment.
Okay, let's take a quick break here. But when we come back, let's talk about how close we actually are to having a WNBA team. Are you able to tell us how close we are, Portland is, to possibly getting a WNBA team?
I wish I had the inside scoop. I don't have any secrets about that. I want it, and I'm optimistic.
Do you want to text Ronnie right now? I have a phone. Let's text him right now.
If it was up to him, we would have had one like 5 years ago. So,
if it were up to you, what would you name our WNBA team?
Oh my gosh, it's so funny because I did a podcast at 9 o'clock this morning and they asked me that same question. And I'm not sure I've told anyone else. So they were the first to know, but I'm happy to tell you guys too.
Okay.
So that when, if and when it does, the team does get named this, that everybody will know that it was my idea.
It was you. Yeah.
So what I would name our team is the Portland Trident.
Like the sea trident?
Yes.
Not the gum.
Correct. Do you know why?
Don't know. Tell me.
So are you familiar with the Portlandia statue?
Oh yeah, the Portlandia statue, yeah. So that's why.
That's why. I love the Portlandia statue. My goal is to have the Portlandia statue tattooed on my back. So if you know anybody Whoa. Who's really good at like realistic like statue drawings of mm-hmm. tattoos, I want it all on my back because I think that'd be dope. But anyway, she seems like an extremely powerful image, Portlandia, and she's holding a trident. And historically, the trident stands for the three things that has built like Portland economy, mm-hmm. which is like fishing, timber industry. And I think there's one other one. That
rock and
I
roll.
Remember. Like,
go on.
I want to say grain. But okay. Rock and roll. Sure.
Fine. Grain.
But I do think the trident is cool. And I do think that Portlandia would make an awesome like logo somehow, you know?
Yeah.
Kind of like the Liberty has the Statue of Liberty. That's pretty rad. Oh, yeah. Well, we'd have Portlandia, which technically. I mean, both powerful women, basically.
I think that's good. I was thinking more like the Portland DJs. We have a lot of DJs, and I think people would know it's us. Tell me you haven't DJed one night somewhere, Jenny.
Me, personally, I have never DJed.
You are the only person in this entire town who has never DJed once, I'm telling you. Because everyone's DJed something. You seem to know music.
I mean, I love music, and but I would never pretend to know how to be a DJ.
So I don't know who's listening, but if you want to vote, Portland disc jockeys, DJ, but I would say DJs.
Yeah, I feel like jockeys in there is
it's a little
something about it.
Right. Yeah. I think you know what it is. I'm loving the trident. I want a pun. I think that's what it is. You're really good at coming up with puns. It's going to come to us. It's going to come to us. Why aren't there more places like yours, you think? Because, I mean, I did hear that yours was like the only women's, you know, focused sports bar in the world. Do you know if you're still the only, you know, women's focused sports bar in the world? Or
I know for a fact that other people will be doing it because I've been kind of consulting with some folks from around the country who want to open their own women's sports bars. And, you know, I have friends that are just like, why are you helping them? But ultimately, my goal is just to spread the mission far and wide. And whether that's an already existing watering hole, changing a channel, or, you know, hanging a WNBA flag up on the wall, or somebody wanting to start their own women's sports bar. But we had Rough and Tumble opened in December in Seattle. They play men's sports as well, but they focus towards women's sports. And then maybe 2 months ago, a sports bar in Salem, Oregon opened up, and they are only women's sports. And so I know for a fact that things are happening.
That's so cool. Would you ever want to do like a chain, sort of like Hooters, but it's sports bar?
I would never want to do a chain like Hooters.
Well, it wouldn't be like, I mentioned a chain, and I mentioned the most ironic one because it would be the opposite of Hooters.
Sure. Yeah, no, the goal, we're in the process of planning an expansion. It's going to happen at a pace that I feel comfortable with because ultimately the culture and the mission are the two things that are the most near and dear to my heart when it comes to the bra. But when I think about the impact it has had on people who walk into the space, and not just the people who walk in, but the community and like everything that we've been a part of and the conversations that it sparks and the movement that it has created already in just this one, I mean, a 40-seat tiny little tavern, you know, on Broadway, I would love for that impact and for people and communities to have that experience all over the planet. And so ultimately, world domination would love that. But in a way that feels like the right way and is mission oriented and continues the culture that we've created here because it really is something special. I don't know about franchise, but I do know expansion is definitely in the near future.
That's awesome. Jenny, while you were talking, and I was very much listening, I also thought about another name.
For a team?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
With a pun. Mm. Portland Bad Bridges.
Oh my goodness.
Come on.
Did you just drop the mic? Was that the sound of the mic being dropped?
Just like slammed my hands on the desk and it reverberated.
Bad Bridges.
I mean, yes, Trident is, you know, an actual name that somebody would use, but I would call them Bad Bridges in my heart.
I love it. I love it so much.
You do?
Mm-hmm. I do.
Will you tell Ronnie?
I will. I will. I will tell it in exactly the way you did with the hand slap and everything.
Well, then you're welcome on the show anytime.
Terrific. And maybe I can DJ too.
There's a lot of potential here that we haven't tapped into.
Oh boy. Okay.
That's all for today here on CityCast Portland. Thanks so much for listening. If you enjoyed the show, please share it with a friend, rate, or leave us a review. It really does help us out. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more from around the city. Until then, see you at Slim's.